it is a blessing to have the opportunity to have a service like this. How thankful we ought to be that we still have this freedom in our country. Our lives are not in danger. We are not being jeopardized in any way of our health or any other thing. I keep asking myself, how come God is so good to us with the track record our nation has of turning its back on God? And he still continues to bless us so. And I think of our Christian brothers and sisters around the world and the terrible conditions they have, and yet they still gather together to worship, praise the Lord, and be an encouragement to other believers. We have it so good. We have it so good. How thankful I am. Let's look to the Lord in prayer once again, shall we? We are thankful, Father, that we can be here tonight. We thank you for the freedom we have to meet like this. We're not in danger in any way. We thank you that you provide for all of our needs. We thank you that we have your word. You have preserved it for us. And I pray that we would learn from your word helpful truth. I pray that we would not fool ourselves tonight by telling ourselves, well, that message tonight really wasn't for me, it was for so-and-so, it's for someone else. Help us, Lord, to listen and realize its relevance to each and every one of us. I pray you get the glory. In your name we pray. Amen. Take your Bibles and turn, if you would, to Proverbs chapter 16. I'll give you the title in a minute, Andrew. You just pay attention. Okay? He always writes it down so people, when they order those CDs of the message, they'll have the message title. I haven't forgotten it. Proverbs 16, 17. It says, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. I've talked about this verse in passing other times. As we think of even Solomon's use of the word, the highway here of the upright, to me that is very suggestive. As you think of a highway, if you want to get from point A to point B, what do you travel on? Do you travel by foot, walk through the woods? What do? You travel on what?
Highways.
Highways. And if you're smart, you'll stay on the main highway. Sometimes we think, well, I know some shortcuts. I know, you know, if I go back around this, I can circle around this, and I'll take this little. And sometimes we take these back roads, and we end up getting ourselves many times lost. It's not what we thought it was. They change things. It's not like I remember it being. But the highway is the path that is well traveled. And as we think of this, I like the way Solomon put it, the highway of the upright. In other words, the conduct of the righteous, they have nothing to do with what's evil. That's the way they live their lives. That's the way they travel. They depart from evil. In other words, in the presence of evil, what does the righteous person do? Travel that way? What do? They scat. That's the title, Andrew. They scat. Scat. S-C-A-T. That is a word. It means to quickly get away from some place. And that's what we are supposed to do with regards to evil. How important is this? That we have nothing to do with evil. I want us to look this evening and see the effect of, let's say, exposing ourselves to evil rather than scatting and getting away from it. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 106. Psalm 106. And let's look at verses 34 through 40. This is one of those psalms that it talks about the history of Israel. And the psalmist in some of these, like 4, 104, 5, 6, these are good ones, as the psalmist reviews much of Israel's history in the past. And this is one of those where the psalmist is talking about the way Israel responded to things around them. Notice in verse 34 of Psalm 106, they did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord had commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works, and they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they even sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils. I wrote myself a little note one time on a piece of paper. What was different with the nation of Israel when they had embraced the ways of the world around them, and they actually got involved in sacrificing their own flesh and blood to idols? What's different than abortion in the United States? That's exactly what we have been doing legally for nearly 50 years. Sacrificing our children to idols. The idol of self. The idol of, it's my right. It's my body. Nobody can tell me what to do. And it says here, in verse 38, they shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled with their own works and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. What was wrong with the nation of Israel? they didn't scat in the presence of evil. But instead, they mingled with it. They did not destroy those nations, and God had plainly told them through Moses, when you get into the promised land, I want you to destroy those people. I don't want you even to do some research to figure out, I wonder how they used to worship. I wonder how they served their gods. God said, I don't want you to do that. I want you to destroy them. They didn't. They were mingled with them. And notice in verse 35, what's the danger of exposing ourselves to evil? They learned their works. And that's what God wants us to stay away from. This morning, we talked about Joseph in the house of Potiphar. As a young man who had been cast off by his brothers, had been sold into slavery, and he ended up the possession of Potiphar, and he was ultimately given charge of everything in Potiphar's house. And it tells us that God was blessing him. He was good looking, a handsome young man. He was 17 years old at the time those events happened to him. And we saw this morning Potiphar's wife in Genesis chapter 39, verse 12. It says, she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. Lie with me. As we think of this, we see what here was in the presence of evil. We saw our text verse, verse 17 of Proverbs 16. The highway of the upright is to do what? Scat. Depart from evil. And when that woman laid her hands on him and propositioned him, this 17-year-old young man, he departed from evil to the glory of the Lord. He did not stay. He did not stop and think, wow, this is something. I mean, this is a married woman. And she wants some relations with me. 17-year-old young man here. This would be something. No. The highway of the upright is the one. Depart from evil. Scat. Get away from it. And what did that prove to be for Joseph? That was a step of victory, wasn't it? That was the first of many times, not that he was propositioned, but that Joseph made the right choice because he knew God was with him and he knew what God wanted for his life. As we think of this verse, I think of other guidance from the Word of God. This isn't just Proverbs 16:17. This isn't the only place that we're going to find encouragement for us to scat from the presence of evil. I think there's numerous times in Scripture. For instance, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica, and he just simply said, abstain from all appearance of evil. What's that mean? Scat! whatever you see that doesn't look right, that looks evil, don't stand there and think, maybe I better take a second look. Maybe I ought to check this out. No, we find that Paul said, when it has the appearance of evil, that was my mic dropping here, not me. When you see it appearing evil, Paul said, that's all the instruction you need. You don't need any more instruction to tell you, I wonder what God's will is for me in this. No. He's told us the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. Get away from it. Here Paul is telling the Thessalonians that we are to abstain from all any appearance of evil. Romans 13, verse 14. Romans 13, 14. You know what he said there? He said, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Don't make provision to fulfill something that you know is not right. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. Paul wrote to Timothy, this young man that Paul mentored, and actually wrote two different letters to him, encouraging him in his walk with the Lord and encouraging him how to serve the Lord. In chapter 2, verse 22 of that second one, notice what he said to Timothy. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Flee those youthful lusts. So many are prone to say, well, you know, he's just young. He's just learning. She's just coming along in life. Paul said, Timothy, as you come face to face with different lusts, desires, and things that you know are not right, he said, you know what you're supposed to do? Scat. Get away from them. Don't, like it says in, like we saw in Romans, make provision to fulfill those things. We flee those youthful lusts. And in their place, follow or pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of the pure heart. Back up a couple of pages to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and in verse 9 through 12, Paul said, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, oh man of God, stop meditating on it. No, he says, scat. Flee. Get away from these things. Love of money and so on. He said, flee them and instead follow here again. Just like we saw in 2 Timothy 2. In place of those evil things, put in their place righteousness, godliness, faith, patience, meekness, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Verse 11. You, O man of God, you get away from those things. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Notice in verse 18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Flee fornication. Scat. One of the most prevalent sins in our day and age today. Sexual immorality. What are we supposed to do? We are to flee. We are not to make provision for it. God's told us what we're supposed to do in our lives. And the way of victory is for us to scat in the face of sin and evil. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 14. He says, wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. He had just said, there's no temptation which we're going to come up against, but is that which is common to mankind. You know why Paul was saying that? Because we like to make excuses. We like to say, nobody has ever been tempted like I have. Nobody has ever faced in their life what I have faced. You know, if you were in my place, you wouldn't have been able to withstand and hold fast either. You don't know. Paul said, let me just tell you, when it comes to the Christian life and the things that we face, he said, there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able. In other words, if you want it, God will give you the ability to scat and turn away from that temptation rather than just doing it. But what is our choice? What is your choice? What is it that you desire? By God's grace, I pray that we will each stay on the highway of the righteous with our lives. And the highway of the righteous is to do what in the face of evil? Scat. Let's get away from it. next time you chase your neighbor's cat, you're going to remember Pastor's message tonight, aren't you? Let's look to the Lord in prayer. We do thank you, Father, for what we were able to look at this evening. And we thank you for these clear reminders in your word that we are not victims, helpless victims in our world, but we know what is right and wrong on the basis of your word. Help us to stay on the highway of the upright, of the righteous, that we would not make those wrong choices, but that we would depart from evil as different opportunities come our way. Strengthen us, Lord, that we would not take that second look. Help us that we would not ask another question. Help us that we might not linger in our hearts in the presence of evil, but that we would quickly depart by your grace. Thank you that you give us victory through the Holy Spirit who lives within us. May that be our choice. For your glory I pray. In your name.